T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe with Bob Pompiani today, reunited, and it feels so good, Bob. It really does. Thank you for listening, whether you're driving around or whether you're listening at 93.7thefan.com or if you're on the radio.com app. Introduced a couple people to that this weekend, and if you are, they have the rewind feature. So if you miss any portion of any show over the previous 24 hours, that's where you want to go, radio.com app. Rewind feature. Bob, you alluded to this, and I'm very interested to follow up. First, the fan hotline brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. You intimated that you're more interested in the development aspect, that you're looking at this season as a chance for the Pirates to develop people. Ron and I have spoken about this on numerous occasions, and I think it's going to be interesting to watch the Pirates toggle between development as a priority and winning games as a priority. And I'm not really certain where they stand, but it sure seems like the first weekend, especially their Saturday lineup, which looked like an old Clint Hurdle Sunday lineup, would indicate that they're more on the side of getting looks at people and development. Now, I don't know where they go from here with a guy like Cole Tucker, first round pick that they need to find out about, but man, that Saturday lineup was something to see. And then you consider that the Cardinals had Yadier Molina go back to back all three games, as a matter of fact. Nobody's questioning what the Cardinals are doing. They're in it to win it. What about the Pirates? What about the Saturday lineup? What about Shelton saying that Kevin Newman being scratched yesterday was pre-scripted? Does that also mean if Newman was 9 for 10 over the first two games, he was sitting Sunday no matter what? All of that, Bob, let's hear you encapsulate your thoughts.
Well, I think, number one, you can, if you wanted to me, it's all about development right now. I mean, realistically, look at their odds of trying to get to a postseason. Now, if they happen to put guys out there who, as I said in the previous segment, take an opportunity and run with it, I mean, largely, most people would have thought you're going in to protect the lead in St. Louis. You're not going to send Brubaker and Birdie out to close the game. But those are guys they like. They also have no Kella, so it offers the opportunity. I think you can develop and jump into a situation and create a role. And I hope that's what happens with some of these guys because, quite frankly, the Pirate development over the years has not been good enough. They need to have guys develop and take roles away from people who are journeymen. AKA the Dysons and the Heredias and those kind of guys. They're there just because. I'd rather see Cole Tucker play in the outfield. He was there yesterday a little bit. I would rather see guys get an opportunity, and hopefully with that, you get some unexpected results quicker than you might have thought. And I think they're in a position to do that. So that's how I would approach it, and you're right. The Cardinals lineup did not change at all three straight games. The fact that Yadier Molina, Ron, played all three tells me everything I need to know about them. They are trying to do their best to win every single game because every single game has great importance in 60 games, whereas the Pirates have pretty much admitted they're going to pick and choose, rest some guys, look at guys, and that's fine too, but it doesn't lend itself to winning a spot in a playoffs chase, Ron.
Well, no, but I don't know who the Pirates play. I don't think they're a winning team at that lineup Saturday. Was awful, but how about the one yesterday? Now, I know, Evans had a good day yesterday. Osuna hit a home run. But, I mean, the bottom five in your lineup were Evans, Osuna, Dyson, Stallings, and Gonzalez. How many games is that lineup going to win? I don't care if you play Cole Tucker out there. Bring up Ke'Bryan Hayes. Maybe you should, and it would help your maybe long-range development, but it's certainly not going to help you win this year. I thought the lineup was just awful most of the weekend, and they were fortunate to get a win out of it. Good for them.
Joe? So the question becomes, do you play your best lineup or no? It's a yes or no question, really.
I don't know that they have a best lineup, Joe. Who's their best lineup? Now, clearly Newman right yesterday.
Clearly, right now, Jose Asuna would be a better option than Cole Tucker as a hitter.
Right.
Clearly.
And Newman not playing yesterday. Newman not yesterday would have been a better option, too, than what they did.
So do you play Asuna then? Do you play Stallings?
I play them both while they're semi-hot, sure, as opposed Ryan Murphy.
Right, who played the second game of the year. So it's really a simple question. You may not think that the Pirates, I don't think anybody thinks they have a very good lineup, but that's a different question than, do you think you're playing your best lineup? Might be bad and very bad, but Ron, if you're the manager, are you playing your best lineup every day early in the season, or are you getting guys like Cole Tucker in there?
I'm playing what I think is my best lineup every day. That's what I'm doing. I just think the manager's hands are sort of tied with who he can play. Now, Newman could have been in there yesterday. Absolutely, he could have played shortstop. Gonzalez is a pretty good fielder, I'll say that. But I would play my best guys that I think. I just don't know that they have any best guys right now for a lineup, Bob.
Well, for me, if you're going to define best guys as Dyson Heredia, that's not good enough. I'd rather see Cole Tucker. I'd rather see Osuna than those guys. They were brought here because they're veterans. And all of a sudden, the label veteran gets you an opportunity to play a lot. I know that Dyson can go and play defense. I know he's very good at that. And he's been around. He's had a lot of experience, and that's fine. But there's no way he's part of this future. And quite frankly, in the present, I mean, what can he offer from an offensive point of view? I want answers, guys. I do. I want to see guys come up and play, and I want to see what they can do. And I think if you sometimes look for answers in guys who have high expectations, sometimes those answers are better than you thought. And it can actually help you accomplish a short-term goal, like maybe being in contention. You can't just immediately say, well, he's a part of the future, and I don't want to risk because we need guys who, for the present, offer me a better chance. I think Cole Tucker offers a better chance of
helping you. See, I'm not quite sure what the infatuation
is.
I'm not quite as sure what the infatuation is with Cole Tucker, other than the fact he's a great, likable kid. He hasn't ever hit anywhere. I don't know. Now, I guess you're going to find out. You know, he's a high draft choice, so play him. But, I mean, you make it sound, Bob, like you got to get Cole Tucker in there because he may be the next Derek Jeter. I have not seen anything to indicate
didn't say that.
That.
I said he's one of their top prospects, Ron, and when – you have to put a top prospect in the position to play once in a while. What age do you continue to wait before they get that chance? How old is Will Craig? How old is Ke'Bryan Hayes? When do they get a chance? And sometimes the chance turns into something that you may want and all of a sudden expect, and it's there. I don't know. I've seen guys who've been terrible in the minors come up and do well in the majors. I want to see what guys like that are like. And again, I hate to pick on guys like Dyson and Guillermo Heredia, but they are what they are. And if you're going to rely on them, you're still not going to be in contention, I don't think. I'd rather see some of the young guys, and I think they have some potential talent down there, Joe, so I want to see them play, that's all.
Well, I agree with this, that I'm very doubtful whether Cole Tucker is going to be able to hit major league pitching. But at some point, he was a first-round pick, and you better find out. I don't need to find out anything about Guillermo Heredia or John Paul Ryan. Is that his name? I mean,
John Ryan Murphy.
John.
You were sort of close on it, Joe, but it's John names. Ryan Murphy.
Does that not tell you everything you need to know? So the second game of the year. Now, listen, do I think Jacob Stallings is Johnny Bench? No. Do I think he's my best option right now? Yes. And so, therefore, I would play him. However, a guy like a Colt, the only two guys I really put in this category are Tucker and Hayes. Guys that I have to find at bats for, Ron. I believe I do, but other guys I don't. And what do I need to find out about Guillermo Heredia? Honestly.
Yeah. I can't argue that point at all. But they got a lot of Heredias on this team, and a lot of young guys. Now, you mentioned Hayes. He was sick. He missed a lot of time. Maybe he will get a chance, at some point here. I don't know if he's ready for it now because he got sick, unfortunately. Polanco, should come back and maybe play this week. That's got to help him, right, I would think. But they just don't have a lot to choose from. You get what you pay for, and they haven't paid for very much. And I just think that that the manager's hands are so tied here with what he has to put out there every day.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Ron, to jump in here. He said it was pre-scripted that Newman was not going to play on a Sunday. What if Newman was having a great series? Do you think he would have changed? Should he have changed? I think so.
Yeah, absolutely. I do, too. I guess Newman didn't get off to a good start, obviously, this season, so maybe that was easy to follow through with the scripted plans. But I think all scripted plans, you adjust on the fly, right? And I like to think that those guys would have played. He would have played if he had done something the first two games. I would have still played him yesterday. He has shown me he can hit. I think he is one of their – there we go. There's breakfast,
there we
Bob.
Go, Bob's digging into breakfast.
There's breakfast
now. We're
going
now. On break in 30 seconds, and he's digging into breakfast.
No, he had to show off there, Joe. That's what that was about.
You can't not make eggs, noise Bob. When you have a fork onto a plate, guys. I'm sorry. I told you, Ron, I'll feed you virtually. Open up. Here it comes. Beautiful eggs with cheese. We've got a sausage muffin and some watermelon.
Hey,
you're going to love it. Open up. Here
of,
you go.
Speaking of virtually, I just want to say one thing. I went to the opening game, the Saturday night exhibition game. It was very disconcerting to me to not have fans there. I watched every pitch of the three games over the weekend, and not once did I notice that fans weren't in the stands. It didn't bother me in the least. I focused on the pitcher and the batter like I always do. It never bothered me one time. How did you guys deal with it?
Bob, am I interrupting?
I thought it was great. I didn't focus on it either, and I liked the crowd noise. I thought St. Louis did a wonderful job. I was listening on the radio driving into work yesterday, and I really felt, Joe and Ron, that there were people in the stands. It sounded that way. They knew how to raise the volume when they had to. It's interesting what you hear when – throws over the first base and they're oh boo and there's nobody there, but I liked it. It adds to the atmosphere. But as far as television wise, you don't need to see fans in television. I the virtual fans, I give Fox credit for trying something, but I don't need to see that.
I'm okay either way, but picking up on that, AT&T Sportsnet and the guys here in the radio broadcast, from what I heard and saw, flawless, and that's not easy to pull off. So to everybody who's out front, like the voices
yes.
of it, and also behind the scenes, and I honestly mean this, it was flawless, at least the parts that I saw. And I saw most of it, heard some of it in my car, and I credit all those people who are responsible for the television and radio side. It was amazing to me because I didn't notice anything real different at all about at least that aspect of it.
Nor did
I'm glad
I.
You said that, Joe.
I thought they did a
great job,
too.
Because there's a ton of preparation that goes into that, television especially, but radio as well, and you would never have known those guys weren't there. It's not an easy thing to do.
Ron, you echo those sentiments.
I just meant to say that, I thought the announcers were great, too. Don't get me wrong. I just didn't notice that there were no fans in the stands. I didn't even notice at one time that there were no fans in the stands, and I thought I was going to because when I was at the game live, I really noticed it this weekend, not one time.
Well, I want to pry a little further, if I may, with both of you. If you're Derek Shelton, what does your next lineup look like the one for tonight? Who's your closer? Let's talk about that. And you can join this conversation at any point, 412-928-9370.
He just loves to rub it in, doesn't he, Joe?
The fan hotline brought to you by the Workers' Compensation Law Firm.
I'm having trouble concentrating, Joe. Are you? I really am having trouble
concentrating. It's incredibly unprofessional, Ron, and it's designed to sabotage us, I think. Don't you?
Oh, there's no doubt he's doing this intentionally. There's no doubt.
We'll talk about that next. Is Birdie your closer?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.